This is not a test.
Is my tie on straight? I've never hosted a show before. I'm actually a little bit nervous about this. Do I look okay?
This is my show!
I look good? Good. All right. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ambrose Asylum.
I'm going straight for the top. You know I cannot stop. If anyone can do it, I can do it. I'm taking over alone. I'll do it on my own. I see the wall and I push right through it. I feel a fire burning. There's nowhere for you to hide. You know the tap is real. If you want to be half as ill, just make some
sense. And welcome back to the one and only Razzlecast, episode 113. What we'd like to do here on the one and only Razzlecast is have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. If you'd like to get a hold of us and tell us what you think, any comments, questions, or concerns, you can email us, don't be shy, razzlecast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Razzlecast, and you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/razzlecast. Any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm always joined by the Biohazard.
What's up, Heavy?
What's up? How's your week been?
I'm a little sore, but we'll get into that on the What's On segment.
And we have Carp.
Howdy, folks.
We have Old School.
Yo, 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 Mr. Old School. I don't know what the fuck that was, sorry.
And we have Andy Anderson.
I'm here right now. And I exist because my mom and dad got it on. How you doing?
I'm not impressed by your performance.
I'm actually surprised that you used that intro. I thought you were going to go with another intro. But anyway.
What? Like, hey, you know, I'll take his green M&Ms. You know, I like blue M&Ms, and I'll take his, the Mrs. Green M&Ms, and I'll give them to my wife because she really needs them.
Do you have, like, your intros written down of like what from Raw you want to talk about, or what in general you want to be like your big opening line, like you've been waiting on this all week long?
I usually got three or four of them written down. Yeah,
what else did you have?
My scarf doesn't cost $750, it costs $750.
That one's actually kind of funny.
Is my tie on straight? Because this is my show now, the Andy Asylum.
That's the one I thought you were going to start with.
Okay, no.
I even bet legend that you were going to use that as your opening, and damn it, I was wrong. And I was going to come some sort of retort, because you'd be like, oh, this is Andy's Asylum. And first off, I'd be like, well, technically it would be the Anderson Asylum because it's your last name. But if you really want to go with Andy, the only asylum you probably are ever close to would be comparable to is the Andy from Toy Story, and how he kept his toys in his room, and that's his Andy's Asylum. And, well, you are kind of like the Andy from Toy Story because you like to play with your Woody.
My other big one is everybody loves Double A, man. You got the American Alpha, you got Ambrose Asylum, you got A Double on NXT, and you know, now you just need Andy Anderson, man. Fuck it.
But
I'm not impressed by your performance
right now. For those of you who've listened to the AllWrestling.com Week interview, you know, you weren't the first Anderson. There was Mr. Anderson.
I know. We had this conversation last week. Then he changed his name to Mike Check, didn't he?
No, that was always his Twitter name.
Okay, I started the show after he left, not because I didn't like him. I really liked him, but just
I heard you guys had a beef or something. I don't know what that is.
No, we never had a beef. Don't get
yeah.
that started.
No, seriously, you were trash talking, man, like big time. I remember.
No, yeah, can we
actually play back the audio from that conversation?
I could totally do that actually right now.
No, but I always was wondering what I would call myself, because I didn't want to steal his thunder, so.
You totally wanted to steal his thunder. That's why you called yourself.
No, I didn't want to steal his thunder.
Which, just be honest with the people right now.
I think right now.
No,
he was just going with his real name.
I mean. Yeah, I was just going with my real name, Double A. And I actually...
Well, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, we have no proof that is your real name. I've never seen your social security card, your driver's license.
Hey, look at that picture on WrestleCast. I'm wearing my name tag.
Yeah, don't don't post a picture of your social security card.
Totally. You have to post a picture, send it public to everybody, your social security number with your address, to prove that you are who you say you are.
Hey, so I could remember my social security number. I tattooed it to my penis. You want to see that?
Cock talk.
Well, your social security number is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a 9-digit number. What'd you do with the other 7 digits?
Yeah, I just got the last 4 on there. You know, that's the most important ones.
Balls don't count.
Anyway, as we're turning away, listeners, well, let's get into the show, like, and start off like we always do with keep, toss, or improve, and we're going to start with Mr. Double A.
Mr. Fucking...
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Right now.
Mr.
Oh, I thought it was in Mr. Old School, and then you fucking...
Right now.
Hurry up right now.
Do. Okay, here's my deal. I want to keep Cesaro, but I'm confused because there is like too much going on. They call him the Swiss Superman. I didn't know they could do that. First of all, they started and then they stopped doing that. Now they're doing that again, and he can't decide if he wants to be a Chippendales guy or someone from the Secret Service. What's the fuck with the thing in his ear?
James Bond.
No, not James Bond. Transporter? Yeah, Statham.
No, but it looked very James Bondy the way he was coming out, and he had like the spotlight in the background following him.
Yeah,
that was cool. I like that. I really like that. But
I can't wait till he comes out in San Antonio, Texas. For those who listen to old school
things. Daniel Parmit, San Antonio, Texas.
What movie is that from again?
Parker, was it?
Something Parker.
I think it was just Parker.
I've like never seen any of those fucking movies that you've
you haven't seen Back to the Future. Fuck you.
No, I've
I'm
not impressed by your performance.
No, I've seen Back to the Future. I've seen Big Hero 6. Whatever you use from Arnold, I've never heard that. Seen that one?
Who told you can eat my cookies?
Okay, wait. I have seen it, but I used to not see it. But I've seen it since.
But what about Nazis?
Well, that's in Kung Fury.
What's the get of a chopper? What's that one?
Predator.
Predator.
Oh,
I seriously questioned some people.
Get to the chopper.
Like old school had never seen Commando.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never heard of Commando.
Or Die Hard. And then
I never watched either.
Oh my god. Oh, what is
neither have I.
Oh. Yeah, it's like stabbing my heart.
I haven't even listened to the Commando episode yet cuz I haven't seen it.
Are you worried
about a spoiler alert like 30 years later?
A spoiler alert.
A spoiler
alert. I know I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
No, it's just aren't you supposed to see the movie before you listen to people talk about it?
Shut up. Just watch it.
So, okay, I'm going to listen to it right now.
Actually, you should listen to yourself on this show, but you can watch it right now.
Are we going to talk wrestling?
Still on you, asshole.
Okay, does anybody else want to comment about Cesaro?
Good to have him back, and he's in the exact spot he belongs right now.
Yeah, I think it's a nice little change. It's not a giant change; it's a small change, and it's all right. I'm okay with small changes.
I like his trunks. I like the gold, but then he's got the red shirt, and that's what I'm trying to say. He's got gold trunks, a red shirt.
Are you pissed because he's got a red thong, buddy?
No. No.
Hey, you know when Hulk Hogan flies planes, he wears a red thong.
He also probably drops the N-word too many times.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, brother!
All right, to get over my fear, next week, next episode, I will wear a red thong during the show.
Oh, hit the crickets.
And
I'm still working on that one.
And as the people turn the show off.
And why are we complaining, or anybody complaining about, oh, that's too much for Cesaro, when just 6 months ago, 9 months ago, people were complaining that WWE didn't know how to use him, and now they're putting him in kind of a nice spot fresh out the gate after coming back from injury and a new shirt, embracing the Cesaro section movement.
It's all good. It just seems like they don't really – it's just like he's got, like, I don't know. I'm one of these guys that when I first see someone, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I end up liking it a lot. So I'm sure I'll love all this shit. But it's like, okay, what are you doing? Are you wearing a suit? Are you wearing red? Are you wearing gold? You gonna have a thing in your ear? What are you doing? But or all the above. So I mean, I like it.
Are you overthinking that much for a Bluetooth headset?
Yeah, they're like Bluetooth Beats speakers, man.
What are you freaking out, man? I think you need to talk to like a professional. Like, and I'm first the red thong, then this thing. I don't know what the fuck, dude.
All right, I have to talk to my my priest. He usually likes to listen to me. so you want me to go to my next thing?
Yes.
Okay. What the hell do I want to do?
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Can we toss all this camp WWE shit?
That looks amazing. What are you talking about?
But they've been saying it's been coming for like 2 years now, and it's finally coming in May. And it's they had the promos for the last ever.
You know they had to redo everything because of
crying out loud.
We're coming for you, brother.
He's part of the reason. I think Punk was the other part of the reason too. So it was like they had the show done, and then Punk left, so they had to redo it, and then Hulk Hogan thing, so they had to redo it again.
I swear to God, I had deja vu when they had Seth Green out there. Did I say his name right? Because I always fuck up his name. I said it right.
How do you fuck up a name, Seth Green, or do you call him the wrong name?
Because he doesn't know what colors are.
Seth Rogen. I always confuse him.
Hold on, let me clarify. Who is Seth Green?
Yes, Seth Benjamin Green is an American actor, comedian, producer, writer, and director.
Okay, Google. Who is Seth Rogen?
According to Wikipedia, Seth Aaron Rogen is a Canadian actor, filmmaker, and comedian.
There you go.
But then there's who's the one that made Family Guy? Seth MacFarlane.
Okay, Google. Who is the creator of Family Guy?
Family Guy's program creator is Seth MacFarlane.
Fuck you guys.
Are you getting confused because they're both on Family Guy?
Yeah. Anyway.
Seth Green has had the most like outside success of all three of those, of the longer success. How old were you when Austin Powers came out?
Yeah, Austin Powers. I never watched Buffy, so I can't go there. But
that's fine. But Austin Powers, there were three of those movies. Yes. Did you see them?
Yes, I love you. All right. Anyway, I'm had deja vu.
Zip it.
I'm gonna suck up my Zippo. It's just, I swear, like a year ago, they had the same shot of Seth Green, you know, the creator of WWE Camp, whatever. And it's like I've been waiting forever for it.
Was CM Punk a rewrite for that? I thought they only rewrote Slam City, and they only kept the one episode.
I thought CM Punk was in it.
I thought Camp WWE was a more recent thing.
I know Hogan was in a lot of it. They had to rewrite a lot of it.
He was in Slam City. They even had characters by of him. Well, I mean, was it just one episode? It was an ice cream one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was only in one episode.
They sold the figure with an ice cream truck.
Yeah. My kid's going to have that figure, so, yeah.
Oh, it didn't walk out on him? Sorry, I'm a Punk fan. I had to do it.
The greatest tweet I think I ever sent in the Spanish announce table was, # Slam City spoiler, CM Punk quit his job. By far the best. Was that both yours, Andy? Are we done?
I'm done.
So you can go do whatever. All right, let's get on to Killer Carpe Diem.
It's a hard decision. Raw was amazing. Definitely keep Sami Zayn versus Cesaro. That match was ridiculous. And, I mean, I don't know what else to keep. It's just such a good Raw. The only thing I would improve, really, is...
Hold on. Rewind.
Okay.
You say Sami Zayn versus Cesaro.
Is that not the match?
No.
AJ Styles?
AJ Styles, maybe? It was AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn.
AJ Styles.
Cesaro versus Kevin. It was Cesaro versus Kevin Owens in the opening match.
So, I mean, having both the Montreal guys.
He's getting the French guys mixed up.
I'm getting my French guys mixed up.
It's easy. They look alike. They all look alike. So.
Both matches are really good, though.
Yeah, but both those matches were spectacular. I'm really enjoying the call-ups are happening more and more now of people who really deserve it, whereas it's not forcing down the big guy as much anymore. Like, even bringing up Apollo Crews, might be a big guy, but his athleticism is spectacular.
I think it's too early.
No, I think it's going to be a slow push, then they're fine with it.
Four words that I'm going to probably say a lot this year is let it play out. There's something with Apollo Crews that I have to let it play out before I make any type of judgment, because there's a part of me that thinks we will see the point where all of a sudden Shane doesn't have control, because he's just been given chance after chance. Like, maybe after Payback, I kept wanting to say Backlash, but after Payback, like, okay, then Vince comes in and says, you know what, screw that, and we're pushing everybody who just got here, you're going back to NXT, and we're going to do this and that, or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think there's something more, but there's a lot of things right now. Just let it play out. And like I said, for UHA, that's me. Or, damn it, Apollo Crews. That was totally unintentional.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
I could totally see him being a bad guy, too, or being bought out by, like...
No, way too early.
Over, under, when Finn Balor debuts.
A year.
Okay.
That's what I figured. A year or SummerSlam.
I don't know, man. Now that the Balor Club or the...
Oh, no, I think they're going to keep them separate. They're going to keep them separate.
They're
yeah, but they were rubbing guns together, man.
That's another thing. I was like, let's let it play out.
Let's not talk about that right now.
So, I mean, the only thing I'd improve is they got to do something to get either turn Roman heel or embrace the hate, I guess.
All right, Kane.
You know what? I actually don't mind the fact that Roman... If he's playing it off a lot differently than I would have expected. Because everybody's like, okay, do you no-sell the cheers? The one cheer and the 80,000 boos? Do you turn heel? Or do you just say, fuck it, I am this, and deal with it? And he's kind of putting he's got a bit of an edge to him now. I actually like... This kind of like, I am who I am. If you don't like it, fuck you. This is kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's playing the middle ground. I like it too.
There's a cockiness to him that I really enjoy, and I think it could play something bigger down the line. But it's not necessarily say it's full heel.
It's because he is the man.
I had heard that there is rumors that they're possibly working on a Bullet Club, Bulletproof, Balor Club, whatever you want to call it, versus The Shield. I don't know when it's supposed to happen. It could happen as soon as Extreme Rules. It could happen as late as WrestleMania.
I mean, what's the timeline on Rollins right now? That's
SummerSlam.
I would love to see that at SummerSlam. You put the six of those guys in a match, and then Rollins comes back as a face. Everything's going great, and then you get to see Shield breakup 2.0 and have someone else do it.
Roman Reigns, the guy who has lots of sex. Roman.
The Wyatts could fill that too, I think, though. I mean, if you could turn them or keep them face, they could be the guys that face the Bulletproof or whatever too. So, and then break them off.
Well, damn, I just found out some depressing news. ECW star Balls Mahoney passed away.
Oh, Balls.
You live balls to the wall.
Well, I know what song we're ending this show on.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Balls. Balls. Balls.
R.A.P. Balls?
But, yeah, all I can really say is all in all, a great, not a night after pay-per-view or pay-per-view build Raw, like an outside the box Raw, which was really good. And hopefully this is a change for what we're going to see.
All right, keeps also improved. Or was that both yours, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of, like, mashed them together.
keep toss or improve, Mr. Old School, right now.
I'm going to have to, yeah, like everybody's saying, the entire fucking episode was great, except for a couple small pieces. I would say the Natalya and Charlotte match was really fucking well done. And they actually used Ric Flair properly, unlike most other endings. I find it's kind of sloppy. This one was a bit less sloppy, worked a bit better, and that was probably just because of the two people in the ring. It's cool that they actually showed Natalya's talent instead of having her do like a 3-minute fucking diva segment. So that was cool. And hey, Hedgehog, shut the fuck up. And thank you. And Miz's segment with Maryse was great.
Hold on. Why don't you name your hedgehog Donnie?
Donnie? Yeah, seriously.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah, the hedgehog's now Donnie.
I can never hear the hedgehog, by the way. So
really? Maybe it's just FYI. My mic. It doesn't pick it up.
It's I barely ever hear it. The only time I hear your hedgehog is when I'm actually at your place watching something, and then you'll hear it go like...
That's awesome. Yeah, and the Miz segment was really good. Maryse is back, and she's like just totally adding to this new kind of... I'm an elite fucking dude because I won the belt. I have to have cucumbers over my eyes. And when he spit out the water because it was domestic, I was literally pissing myself. I thought it was great.
Is it just me, or has Maryse lost a bit of her French accent? Like, I noticed that too. As dominant as it used to be.
Yeah, well, living in the States for 5 years will help.
Being married to the Miz kind of dumbs your IQ down.
Hey.
It's really good, though, that segment. And, I mean, the whole show was great, but two things that weren't mentioned is those two. And it's really cool to see they're pushing the women's division right now.
The women's match was great. They were doing each other's moves. That moonsault, has she ever pulled that moonsault off before, Charlotte? That was good.
I think so, yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did.
WrestleMania?
I don't know, but it was awesome. And then, I'm sorry, but if Natalya doesn't win this title, something's wrong.
I'm going to stop watching. I'm gonna get away from the network. I'm going to unsubscribe. I'm done.
Hashtag cancel WWE.
No, but
network.
I mean, she doesn't have to win it.
I fucking hate wrestling. I fucking hate
the man. She doesn't have to win it right now,
fuck,
but I'm just
every
saying
time,
she's
you're supposed
she's
to win,
the
winner
down
and
the road.
She fucking win. It's not fair. And she's been on the roster for 10 years, and the fucking network I'm not watching anymore.
She needs to win that title right now.
I'm looking at her autograph right now.
Yeah, you fuckers, I'm mute.
Actually, Natalya's position right now is to push the young at this moment is to make the people being called up look better, which is she's doing perfect. So
yeah. And by the way, that belt with the robe. That's flashy. I like that. I like the new belt. It's awesome.
Is it me or Charlotte's got an issue with her top? She's always like pulling on her tits or whatever.
Did her boobs automatically get bigger or something? But yeah, WrestleMania, she was pulling
tight enough for like you see, she's always adjusting her top. It's like Lex Luger. If you check his older matches, he had this like thing he touches dick all the time for some reason. Like he'd do a move, touch his dick. And it's like Charlotte, every time she does a move, she's got to pull her bra up or her top.
You know there was a slip at Mania, right?
Oh, really? That's why? Okay.
I was looking awful hard. I didn't see it.
Maybe just like
X or something. I'm not saying when. It's just, yeah, she kept doing it a lot at WrestleMania, and it's because there was a slip.
That's a $100,000 fine?
Mm-hmm. I think
like
Becky.
$100,000 bonus?
Becky had one, too.
Is it me, or is she getting a little... I mean, I'm not judging, because I'm a fat as fuck, but she's getting a little thick. Maybe it's her... The outfits that she has, they're starting to get a little small, and she's starting to pop out of it.
No body shaming on this podcast.
No, she looks good, man.
I was like,
I'm not saying she doesn't look good. She looks great, but I'm just saying, it's just I'm noticing it a little bit more thicker, and that's why she might be popping out.
It's a weird because if you notice a lot of heel divas, they show a lot of cleavage. I mean, like deep cleavage, and It's always been that way.
If anybody was, it should be Naomi, right? I mean, she's fucking triple taped down or whatever, so.
And, yeah, Charlotte needs to borrow some of that tape.
So my only issue with Charlotte is she's got daddy's facial features. And she's like hardcore neck down syndrome. So.
It's called a butterface.
It's more than that.
But it's true. Like she said on Table for Three or whatever show she was on, people are saying, oh, you look like your dad. She's like, yeah, my dad fucking made. What do you expect? Fuck. Like,
it's my dad. What do you expect?
Yeah, like people are shitting on her because she looks like one of her parents. Yeah, no shit, you know?
They did the same thing with Natty, too.
Yeah.
You look like Jim Neidhart.
Well, yeah, because on that Table of Three was those two and Tamina, and they probably all get it. And they brought up a very good point. Like, yeah, of course I look like my father. That's part of my genetics. That's what happens. And every time someone like makes that comparison, because I actually seen someone call her Charlie Flair. Like, I'm making a funny joke. And I just rolled my eyes. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Noelle Foley.
Yeah, she's adopted. There's no way.
No, she won the genetic lottery in that one.
No, she got all of the mom.
It makes no sense because the mom doesn't look that great either. She's guaranteed adopted.
Recessive genes.
Yeah, probably.
Something. There's a way.
Because like I said, I think I mentioned in GroupMe, the other four kids look like fucking little elves, Keebler elves or whatever. They look like trolls, fuck. I'm like, there's no way.
Keebler.
You get all these fucking little retard elves, and then you get her. It makes no sense.
It looks like they live in a tree eating cookies.
They do, fuck.
I kind of feel bad because Tessa Blanchard is hot.
I feel bad, too.
I feel bad because Tessa Blanchard is so freaking hot, and she kind of looks like her dad, but she's hot.
So would you fuck Tully Blanchard? Is that what you're saying?
You guys can't tell if there was, like, an awkward silence there.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Still working on that one.
What else you got?
I'd toss the why it's turning face. Like, I don't get it. I don't think the crowd gets it either. It looks like it was just let's throw this on the wall and see what happens kind of thing. And to me, it just didn't make sense. And the crowd kind of didn't care.
I think it was to give Roman a little rub for people to start cheering him a little bit. Because I think people want to cheer Bray.
Yeah, but...
I don't think it was people not getting the face turn. It's more or less, we really love you, but we really hate you at the same time and on the same team. So they had to go with it. But I thought they worked really well together.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was weird for me. And to me, the crowd didn't really know how to react. Like, they didn't really cheer. They booed Roman, of course, but...
So how did you feel about their performance?
I'm not impressed by your performance.
But, I mean, if you look at, like, big... stars when they like tagged them or teamed them together and tagged that you picked opposite people like The Rock and The Undertaker, Stone Cold and Mick Foley. I mean, I think it's good.
Well, didn't Miz and Cena win the tag titles together when Miz was champ and they were feuding?
Something like that. Oh, same thing with like
Cena did it with Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So many people have done that. That's been a booking tool, and then they win it. Everybody's shocked. They keep it for like a couple weeks, and then they lose it.
Or Ms. Cena for, like, 12 minutes.
All right, keep, toss, or improve bio.
Well, we've already ran down a lot of good things. The only thing I want to really toss is just Roman. I like the fact that he is playing that tweener kind of badass thing, but if the fans are booing him, I feel like they should lean a little more towards being heel. But that's just me. I know... a lot of people in the IWC or whatever want him to be heel so badly, but I think he should just play it more towards the heel side rather than just being, I'm the man, you know.
But can it just be a slow burn to that point? We already seen after.
I mean, I'm waiting on it.
I think that's where they're at. They're going to slowly do it, and then they're going to wait for the right trigger to be like, okay, boom, he's heel. It's the same way with what I felt with the Wyatts for months. I'm like, they keep doing these like face things, like where they'll do standoffs, like they did against the League of Nations way before WrestleMania. They did standoffs with the Authority, so that was like saying like it's coming, just wait. Yeah. And I think, and they wait on that right moment. Obviously, after WrestleMania, you wanted someone to go up against League of Nations. Boom, they come out and did the whole surprise thing, and that was a great moment. I think with Reigns, they're just waiting on that right moment. And there's a lot of potential and a lot of storylines, but it doesn't need to happen. this week. It doesn't need to happen next month. As long as I think we get it between now and SummerSlam.
Fuck, sorry.
But don't you think that it's just... I don't want to say the phrase. Currently, it's popular to boo him, and it just might go away.
That was something before Mania that was really irking. It's like they were booing him just because it was the cool thing to do. Like he was being the face, the badass that they wanted. And yeah, we talked about how it was too little, too late. But at the same time, you're only doing it because you think it's the cool thing to do.
But in my opinion, in your guys' opinion, what's the difference between that and Cena?
Exactly.
Cena gets a lot more cheers, and I find Roman is more polarizing than Cena is, and I know that's weird to say.
I find that weird because the same people that cheer Cena probably cheer Reigns for the same reasons, whether it be he's a good guy, he's big and strong, he's cute, or sexy, depending on which demographic of females or males you're talking to. There's going to be people that like him for whatever reason, and I think that it's the same way with Cena. It's except we've seen Cena a lot longer.
You know what the biggest difference between Reigns and Cena is? About $8 million.
Right now.
My other thing is I like when Cena is non-champ versus when he is champ. I find when Cena's champ, he takes up way too much TV time. When he's not champ, when he was U.S. champ, that was some of the best matches I've ever seen him do.
Keep in mind, too, like, John Cena can win over a crowd. It could be the most hostile crowd, and Cena can actually, at some point, win the crowd over. Roman Reigns right now can save, like, a baby that falls out of the audience and still get booed.
I think he's working on his mic skills a lot more. It's like what I've said before of how he just doesn't know how to work a crowd, and for some people that takes a lot of time. Granted, there's the people that have it, like Enzo, but really when it comes down to it, Enzo was signed signed to WWE because of his charisma and everything, so he already had that part. He had to be taught everything else. So you can teach that, but not the mic part. But has anybody seen the meme? Oh my god, I don't know if I put it in GroupMe, but it's a two-part meme. On the top you have Enzo, as I'm stalling to try to pull it up, it's him with the mic. It says, "This is how you use the microphone, and you can't teach that." And below it, there's Reigns with the microphone saying, "Can you try?" Which, I'm not a Reigns hater, but even like I read that, I'm like, all right, that's funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
All right, I'll go with my keep. I like the fact that they're now focusing more on the tag division. It's great to have, you had Enzo and Cass come up. You had whatever the guns, either they're going to go Bulletproof, Bullet Club, Nerf Bullet. I don't care what they're called.
They're called Nerf Bullet. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that shirt.
I am instantly buying that shirt.
I'm really hoping for Carl and Festus.
Biscuits and bullets, or bullets and gravy.
Let's see, yeah.
Yeah, I like this focus on the tag division. We had the focus on the women's division last year, and that brought it up to be an important part of the show now. And so I'm happy that they're now focusing more onto the tag team division and making it a competitive field with all the teams that they have going right now.
I remember back in like 2010, 2011, people I knew who loved TNA at the time, they raved about two divisions in TNA, the tag division and the knockouts division.
And the X division.
Those two, but I think it was comparing the, like, from WWE. Like, well, like, well, from it was basically like WWE, I mean, TNA has a better tag division, they have a better knockout division. Granted, the X division was great too, but there wasn't anything comparable on the other side.
Yeah, the X division died around that year anyway, so.
But basically, it had been seen, and I've been noticing the past so many years, they really kept trying to build these two divisions. And now, with everything going great in the women's division, let's do the tag team revolution. Give tag teams a chance. My biggest concern, and something I've said for years, is just don't always break up tag teams. Some of the most memorable tag teams in history never broke up, or they were forced a stupid breakup years later, like the Legion of Doom. the Bushwhackers, they didn't break up, even though people don't consider them great. For me as a kid during that time, I liked the Bushwhackers. They were fun, and they were very memorable.
When they split the Dudleys, I was like, oh, there goes their careers in the WWE.
When they split them in TNA, though, it was probably one of the best decisions they did with Bully Ray.
Yeah, it worked in TNA for him because they were ready for it then, but they weren't ready for it back when that brand split was about. So.
But my whole thing was don't split teams because you think you have to, because they did it with everybody. Why the fuck do you split up the Hart Dynasty? That's a tag team that you could have kept for years, and then maybe you break them up because you want to push David Hart Smith or whatever his real name is.
Teddy?
No.
I know.
The British Bulldog?
Yeah, his son.
D.H. Smith.
D.H.
His name is, I don't know what it is. I think it's Davy Boy Smith.
It's Harry Francis Smith.
Harry. I remember in the CM Punk promo, because he mentioned, this is right after the pipe bomb, he mentions, like, why did you get rid of Harry Smith? And then he cut to the crowd, and he was like, yes, his name is Harry, not David Hart Smith. But, like, why do you break up that tag team? That's a tag team you could have kept for years. That's a tag team that belongs together, similar to Enzo and Cass. I never want to see that tag team break up. Granted, it'll probably happen somewhere down the line, but
they would want to push Big Cass over Enzo.
I mean, well, I don't know. They could want to push Enzo too. Enzo has that
gift,
skills. Yeah.
The gift of gab and the gift of jab.
But you wouldn't want to break them up for a very long time. Make sure, like, everybody's just sick and tired of a team before you do that. The Hart Dynasty could have been together 3 more years before they broke them up.
I think that was politics, though.
Yep.
Are we going to get an oversaturation of tag teams now? I mean,
saturation, yeah.
Saturation.
Saturation.
Same thing. But, I mean,
nope, not at all.
Look,
I don't think we will.
Not even a word.
Saturation. Look at the Ascension. I mean, they were hot, and then they're cold. Now you're bringing the Vaudevillians up. You bring
no Vaudevillians.
Vaudevillians.
Yeah, you're bringing the Silver Bullet up.
I got one word for you. Usos.
Nerf bullet.
How many years did the Usos do nothing?
Oh, it was a while.
I'm sorry. When did the Usos do anything?
Well, they were tag team champions.
Yeah,
top
for
the
5 minutes.
Team.
Yeah, that's right.
I still think they're one of the best tag teams WWE has.
Oh, God.
The Maori War Dance.
Didn't they win the Slammy like 2 years in a row?
When we say Us.
I like the Usos, but the main thing is they came with that original gimmick with Tamina, and they feuded with the Hart Dynasty, and they kind of fell flat. But they were still with WWE. They still did matches. Eventually, they changed up their gimmick. It didn't really take off, and then eventually they start using them more. Sometimes I think with the Ascension they're going to have to be around a couple years, but that's hell, that's another tag team. Don't break them up, keep them together.
In the words
of John Cena, never give up.
Don't do right it now. Can't do it
right now. See, I watched NXT when Connor was by himself, and I liked Connor by himself.
Well, Connor was only by himself because his original tag partner Bram, he got busted for like cocaine or some shit like that.
What hasn't he gotten busted for?
So he was, from what I understand, he was married to Charlotte too.
Yeah, he busted for Charlotte. Yeah. Anyway,
so I mean, it's always when they created the Ascension, I thought fitting Victor with him was perfect, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I still feel like they belong in NXT. I think they should be the Usos version, the long-standing team version, but in NXT.
All right, on to me. My keep, toss, or improve. My keep is going to be Natalya on my television. I can't get enough of that. I would love to see her win the women's championship, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's whatever. She's still serviceable. She's one of the best female talents they have, and look at all the people that you could possibly strap besides her. You know, your Becky's, your Sasha's, your Eva Marie's, I'm kidding, Eva Marie. But there's other people you could strap, and Natty can still be used somehow, some way, and put on great matches. So I'm fine with how everything is going right now. I mean, she wins, great. I'll have a party. If she wins, I'll have a party.
In your pants.
Not just really having a party, because I'd be happy that my favorite female wrestler of all time. Yes, of all time, has won the women's championship right now. But yeah,
get it right. It's Diva.
It's superstar.
It's women's now.
It's not Diva. It's not Diva right now. Let me see. My toss or improve. I would like, and this is going to be controversial a little bit, I want to toss or improve, depending on how I want to word it. I think I want, let's go improve. I'll be nicer. I want to improve TNA's Crazy Steve. There's a big lawsuit type, or cease and desist, going on between a Ohio-based wrestler, I think he's technically northeast around Michigan, or northwest by Michigan, named Justin Carnes, a.k.a. Crimson, and he has sent a cease and desist letter to TNA over the Crazy Steve character, saying that like he's too much like what he is as the Crimson character. And there's a lot of fun drama about it. And Davey Richards, which that if I was a part of the European Uppercut podcast, that would be my dick of the week. Davey, no one gives really a fuck about you. You sit here and say all this stuff about Justin Carnes, Crimson, hey, whatever. But then, like, you throw a tweet, haha, good luck, you getting booked. I'm thinking, you're lucky you have a job. I remember when every time I turn around, hey, guess what? Davey Richards canceled a booking. Hey, guess what? Davey Richards no-showed. I'm turning into Andy. Davey Richards no-showed a booking. I was waiting for you to get signed so all these companies wouldn't have to get screwed anymore. And now you're married to Skeletor. She's a cunt. Sorry, Ceramic Samurai, but fuck her. I can't stand her.
I'm laughing more about LL.
But, that's true. Well, yeah. Sorry, LL, too, for saying that word and it's going up on DSJMP. Sorry about your bad luck, but hey. Anyway, fuck
sorry,
them.
Matt, sorry.
Yeah, fuck DSJNP, man. I don't like those guys. It's not like they're going to merge with us. They'll never merge with us, ever.
But, I'll believe it. Don't worry about it.
But with... No, fuck that.
I'll believe it. Don't worry about it.
Send me a bleeped and unbleeped. But Justin Carnes, Crimson, he's not looking for money. He wants TNA just to say, hey, admit that, you know, there is a similarity between the characters and just alter it. That's all he wants. And they refuse to even do that. So fuck them.
It's TNA. Like, what does he even care? Who watches it?
I think it's because people come to shows that he's at and they actually say, like, oh, you're just Crazy Steve. Or they call him Crazy Steve, like fans do. It's just kind of like, well, and he's kind of like, well, I've had this for years. And it's led up to, if you actually go to his Twitter, at Real Like a Mask, that's RealLikeAmask, just so Andy knows where to find it. And there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of IWC people who have probably no idea who he is. Like, granted, I'm going to stick beside him because he's a guy that I like. But when I first restarted watching TNA when they came on Pop TV, and I was like, oh, I have the channel, I might as well watch it. Well, fucking, I looked at Crazy Steve with his new makeup and went, that's just fucking Crimson. What the fuck? And I mean, there's a lot of people that are saying it. And I know DRG is trying to say, like, Crimson has no case, but it's just he wants TNA to just change it. Doesn't want money. Doesn't want anything else.
I think you're wrong, because Crazy Steve is Canadian, and there's no way he'd steal anything from anybody. It's just that simple.
Canadians don't steal?
No, never.
Yeah, they leave their doors unlocked, don't you know?
Exactly. I mean, how else do you think our doors are unlocked on our giant igloos?
I just got a question for you. Where's your car, dude?
It wasn't stolen. It was destroyed.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
All right, let's transition into what's on. And fuck it, we'll start with me. Didn't watch a whole hell of a lot this week. I have been starting a movie marathon with my girlfriend. She has not seen the entire Avengers series, like all the movies. She's only seen Thor because she likes Thor. So she hasn't even seen Thor 2. So we started at the beginning, and we let off right before Avengers, which I wanted to finish Phase 1, but I was like, you know what, screw it. You actually get to the next movie is like one of the better movies of all of them, so you get that anticipation. She's getting into it slowly but surely. Went to AIW on Friday. got to meet Booker T. That was fun. Kind of a regular show. Johnny Gargano did comment to me that he is signed to WWE with like a touring contract, but it's not exactly exclusive. He can still accept indie bookings, unlike certain outlets were reporting, so they were wrong, surprisingly. I think normal wrestling stuff, and while we're on the subject, I bought two pop figures this week. I bought The Silence from Doctor Who, and I bought Anger from Inside Out. And I think that's pretty much it.
Those Silence, man, they give me nightmares, man.
Oh, I've been looking for that one for a while, so I was really happy to find that one. I don't think I've had time to watch anything else. So, this is Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
All right, what's on Old School?
Been watching some Toronto Blue Jays action, getting back into baseball. Also been watching House of Cards. I don't know if it's a very popular show on this group of guys, but I love political drama, so I'm watching that. Also, Edge and Christian, the latest episode was by far the best. I find they're getting better with each episode. Shout out to Brutus the Barber that makes a cameo, and that's all I'm going to say. But to me, it's my favorite episode so far.
And I'm on mute. Do you see who makes a cameo next week?
Yeah, Sean Mooney. Sean fucking Mooney.
I was more going Virgil, but yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's true, yeah. And especially with all the shit he's saying, they actually put him on TV. That's kind of surprising.
Edge and Christian show is a little bit different because they still mention Hogan.
Yeah, like multiple times, dude.
I was listening to the Sam Roberts podcast. And Virgil's pissed off about him because he was he said he was going to take him to Olive Garden and he never did. So Virgil wants to kick his ass.
Didn't he say he was somebody's dad, Kofi's dad or something? Like, it's ridiculous.
I thought he was Xavier Woods' dad.
Yeah, that's
it.
All I can say is I saw too much Tommy Dreamer on the Edge and Christian show.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
I love Edge and Christian is a show that gets better and better every week, like you were saying. And it's actually, I think, my favorite show on the network. I might actually like rewatch episodes at times just because there's so many little references, so many little things that they do that's just fun.
Yeah, the hot tag commercial is so good.
I was waiting on the blind tag part, and then they were in bed. I'm like, oh yeah, this is it. That was fucking hilarious.
And then the ref comes out to count the guy out. Oh, it's so good.
And then the opening where they're on top of the ladders, where they're just like, how do we get down from here?
Oh, yeah, they're looking for somebody to jump on, yeah.
All right, have you been watching any podcast editing lately, like a Tommy Boy episode that's supposed to have been?
Yeah, okay, stop giving me shit. Carp's working on that one.
I'm working on it. Other things have priorities right now. But it should be done by the end of the week. I'm hoping I can send it to Mr. Old School by Friday morning so he can post it.
But here's the great thing. If you're yearning for some movie-related news, our Batman vs. Superman episode came out yesterday to raving reviews.
Hey.
Why are we releasing shows out of order?
No, you're out of order. I'm out of order. The whole freaking system's out of order right now.
All right. What's on, Carp?
Last night I caught Kimmel. It's the build for Captain America Civil War. So they had Team Cap on last night, which was Evans, Sebastian Stan, Paul Rudd, and Anthony Mackie. Tonight they're going to debut the Doctor Strange trailer. So, and then the day after it'll be Team Iron Man on Kimmel, because Kimmel's on ABC and ABC is a division of Disney. So check it out. As well, I went in a little Asylum movie night and I watched Mega Shark versus Colossus, followed up by Avengers Grimm. Avengers Grimm was basically picture Avengers, but it's Snow White, Cinderella, Rapunzel, and the other princesses trying to take out Rumpelstiltskin in modern-day L.A., if you like the cheeseball stuff like I do.
If you like it right now.
But was there any nudity in the movie?
No.
I'll pass.
But there is some...
Cock talk!
There's some really good cleavage in Avengers Grimm.
And Spider-Man sucks. All right, Andy.
All I gotta say is, go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go!
Okay. Blue Jays. Let's
suck
play
cock.
What?
How are you? Are you excited for the NBA playoffs on Saturday? And how the Bulls going to be do?
Yeah. It's funny because they were terrible this year.
Yeah, and Golden State's going to break the fucking record. That's another stab in the heart. So, what else I fucking watch?
The fuck did you watch, fuck?
Wait a minute.
I watched.
You fucked and watched? There's things that you fucked and watched?
I fished the second season
you
of Daredevil. I finished the second season of Daredevil.
There's no D in cool. finished.
I swear. I never catch a show.
Hold on, I'm not impressed by your performance. There is a D in finished.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
I think that's the point. Say a letter's not in there and then watch him stumble. You know there's no E in me. But wait a minute. We love you, Mandy.
I love you guys, too.
There's no D in me, right?
So I hope there's no D in you. Fuck. I watched I'm caught up on The Walking Dead, and I'm gonna like watch that scene over and over again till I can
figure it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that scene over and over again to see who gets it. And I'm sorry, but they stole Mick Foley's character. That's copyright infringement.
No, Foley never named his bat.
Barbie.
That's true. But Lucille just sounds so much better when it's being bashed against someone's skull. So.
I'd rather them use Janice.
That would be a good zombie apocalypse weapon, a Janice.
But, I got something I scribbled here.
Okay, this is pissing me off, and I'm totally unnecessarily cutting you off. I said finish, finished.
Will.
I said finish.
Will.
Finish.
Stop it, Will.
What'd I do? I'm
Play
done.
It back. Play it back. I said finish.
As in the fins?
No, finish. Yes.
Are you talking about a certain fin?
What just happened here? What the fuck?
Because he said I said D, but I didn't because I said finish.
Dude, that was like 5 minutes ago.
I know, but it's still pissing me off.
I am not impressed by your performance.
I'm not impressed by my own performance.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Right now.
OCD. Get some pills today.
Anything else to fuck up, Andy?
No, I'm going to shut up for the rest of the show now.
No, you're good. I like it. That's all I got. I just blew my load.
Right.
Chirp. Pretty quick, you may want to see a doctor about that.
You must have been thinking of Oscar.
I've been eating too many green M&Ms.
Just thinking about Leo getting fucked by a bear.
Drinking too much domestic water.
Yeah. Oh, I did watch that, too. That was fucking awesome. The Rock and Kevin Hart. That was funny.
All right, what's on bio?
I haven't really watched a whole lot. I did watch, went back and watched Sting versus Vader, which was a good WCW championship match. I recommend going back and watch it. For some reason, I never knew Vader hit that damn hard, but he's a stiff worker.
Which one? They've wrestled like a
for the WCW
times.
Title.
Again, which one? Did they like do it like many times?
I think it was the one where...
Starcade 92?
Yeah.
Yeah, because as soon as I typed in Sting versus Vader in Google, it says Starcade 92 right after it.
Yeah, I watched it on YouTube, so it's a really good match. Even Vader versus Ron Simmons, where Ron Simmons won the title, is pretty good, too. Outside of that, there was a new season of Bob's Burgers on Netflix, season 5, so I binge-watched the entire season, and then... actually started going to the gym last week, so I've been doing that for the past 5 days.
Cool.
Trying to get bull fit here.
We're not impressed by your performance.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
You might not be right now, but you will be.
I'm convinced I said finish. I did not say finished. I said finish.
How the fuck does Sting suplex Vader? Holy shit.
It's a good match. I would recommend going back and watching it. But that's about all I watched this week.
All right, let's get into the emails. We have any emails this week?
We have three.
Ooh, Andy Anderson, get your eyeglasses ready. Here we go.
God damn it. I got to pull this shit up. I wasn't ready.
Who should we start with, Bio?
GBL's got questions, so.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm pulling it up still.
He's used to pulling it up himself.
Gmail.
What's your password again?
Don't even go there.
Mounty sucks cock.
Oh, let me try it.
No, we use the same password as the Trending Topics Network.
Yeah, the one that everybody forgot and nobody remembers.
I remember it.
Well, can you remember to tell me later? Because I need to log in.
I have to look up what it is, like character by character, but I know the phrase.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm finished. What did you say?
Finish. Not finished. Finished.
You said finish. It must be the Canadian accent.
Finish.
GBL, what's
it's
up, brother?
It's the silent S? D. Sorry, go.
Okay. A lot of us are used to silent D's around here.
No, my fucking D's loud as hell.
You might want to get that checked out.
What's up, WrestleCasters? GBL back with a couple of questions for y'all. First question.
GBL's back, or is this his first email on?
He's emailed us before.
Okay. I was going to ask that too, but I figured I'd just roll with it. So
somebody erased the entire inbox. I'm not going to say who it was, so I can't go back.
Dude, did I do that?
Somebody did, and I don't think Heavy gets on the email thing.
No, I don't have it logged into anything.
It was an accident.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
When you're on multiple accounts, you can't remember which one you're in, and I was erasing my email messages, and I accidentally...
You know what helps? If you look at the top right at the name of where you're logged into, before you just start randomly deleting shit, just a thought.
Anyway.
First question. With Titus O'Neil set to return from suspension soon, how would you book him?
I think Shane should bring him back. With the storyline that's going on, I think that would be kind of funny.
That would be good, yeah.
It would be a little funny.
That, or if the Authority gets pissed at Vince for keep letting Shane come on, they could be, he can be one of their guys.
I don't see Titus being heel. Titus can't be heel.
Probably just going to stick him in mid-Carter hell.
Hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. I think
US,
he's finished.
US champion. Finished. I got it marked. We'll see you after we're done. I got it marked.
So, his buddy, is he ever coming back, or what's the deal?
The gay guy, or what? Darren Young.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Darren Young.
Doesn't he wrestle full time?
He's not on the main shows, but he does.
He was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, but
mm-hmm. So I mean, we're tag team heavy. Do we bring back those guys?
I think they just kind of fade off now.
What do you think about putting them on NXT? Having them work with the young guys.
With the young guns. That's what they're going to call the Young Bucks when they hire them, Young Guns.
Probably will.
Call them the smoking gun. Oh, wait.
So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that, putting them on NXT. I mean, the fucking internet would explode, but...
No, but Young can work. Like all kidding aside, the guy's a great worker. Titus comes in for the hot tag. I think they can work with the young guys. Do something with them, at least.
I'm really surprised Vince hasn't had him do like a flamboyantly gay character yet since he actually came out.
I don't know. They would get destroyed if they did.
I don't know, man.
It's not the Attitude Era, dude. They would get destroyed.
They already have three black guys wearing rainbows and dancing around and flamboyant on a white unicorn. So
they're not being like flamboyant. Yeah, there's a difference between that and Dalton Castle.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah. I could see him becoming Black Dalton Castle in WWE.
There's a difference between them and Orlando Jordan in TNA.
Dalton Castle does it better. Okay. Second, are we done with that?
Yep. No, we didn't even say what we were going to do.
Second, do you agree with Charlotte back?
Repeat it.
Yeah, you're cutting.
Okay. Set, Second, do you agree with Dr. Phil? Is Ric Flair holding Charlotte back? Why or why not?
At this point, I don't think she needs Ric Flair anymore. It's good to build as a heel character, but at the same time, I don't feel like she needs him anymore. The build-up was really good. I think she could turn on Ric Flair. Anybody agree?
Yeah, I thought they should keep him until Mania, and then Heavy mentioned it, how she would get massive, massive, massive heat when she turns on him.
Yeah, I'd rather have been done, like, not of, like, Dr. Phil coming in saying, hey, you know, he's holding you back. I'd rather be her just flip the shit and be like, you're holding me back type thing.
Yeah, now it's going to be, Dr. Phil was right, you're holding me back. Next.
How about that, Dr. Phil and Ric Flair woo-off? I liked it.
Wasn't even a woo-off, it was Dr. Phil cutting him off.
Alright, same thing. third, is the lack of explanation of why the Watts, I'm assuming Wyatts, are, and I know I fuck up, so I'm not saying anything.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Why the Wyatts are targeting the League of Nations gonna hurt the story of Wyatt versus League of Nations?
Because why the Wyatts are actually Trump supporters, and they don't want immigrants in the wrestling ring.
Oh, God.
All I can say is the way you say League of Nations, it sounds like a racial slur.
League of Nations.
Me or Andy?
No, Andy.
Okay.
And I'm just going to leave it right there. That's all I'm going to say.
That has been my nickel.
Are you finished?
So the lack of explanation. I don't think they need an explanation. I think that it was a kind of a testing. They've been, like Heavy said, they've been testing the waters, and they don't need an explanation. The Wyatts just show up. That's what they do.
Fucking fire Braun Strowman already. Like,
no.
Oh,
do not
he's
fire
terrible,
Braun.
Man.
But I like Braun Snowman.
You just like saying Braun Snowman. That's the only reason why.
You know what? They're going to have to keep him around until Harper's back.
Yep.
So.
How long's he out?
6 to 9 months.
Yep.
Fuck.
Torn ACL, man.
Corbin would be perfect in that group.
But
no.
But because of what they did now, they can't put him in the group. So having him win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the whole lone wolf thingy, no. Not anymore.
Well, yeah, I'm the lone wolf in a group now. Like that, yeah. But it sounds like it's working, though.
There you go. Roman Reigns, part of the Wyatts. He's got a beard going.
What I would have liked is if, I think we've talked about this many times over, before they added Adam Rose to a social outcast, if they would have dumped him back to the Leo Kruger gimmick, he could have been the hunter for the Wyatt family.
And well, do I have to keep repeating the Sister Abigail thing? I'm going to keep saying it till they book her, but Sarah Del Rey. Sarah Del Rey, Sister Abigail, thank you.
Either that or you could do Crazy Mary Dobson, you could do... Santana Garrett was the one that was posting about it.
Bring back Daphne.
I don't think she's wrestling anymore.
Well, because what's the big chick almost killed her there in TNA. So
I say they pull a Brodus and Titus, whatever the fuck his name is, and what's it?
Tenzai?
No, but Brodus Clay, right?
The Titus O'Neil, Titus Clay, yeah, and Brodus O'Neil.
You're just making it worse.
I don't know what the... Anyway, have Bailey come out, be the dark person.
No, why would you say that?
That'd be stupid.
Why would you say that?
You know
that?
What? Have Alex Riley grow a beard and throw him in there. Because I've seen he's lasered off his back tattoo, from what you can tell, the giant cross he used to have. So keep Riley off TV for a while, have him grow a massive beard, and have him join the Wyatts.
I don't hate that idea.
So
I don't like Alex Riley, so I kind of do.
I would rather him than Braun Snowman.
I would rather Braun Snowman.
I'd rather the Yeti.
I'd rather Minotaur.
You could have Elias Samson come up.
I'd rather Pierre the Moose.
Pierre the Moose is over, dude.
He's over like Rover.
Christian was eating moose balls this week. Like, Pierre the Moose is over. I'm sorry.
I meant to mention that. That was so fucking hilarious.
Okay, all right. Thanks for the podcast.
Wait a minute, what was the syrup thing for the moose balls? He's like, is that beaver syrup or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was fucking great.
I haven't seen this episode yet. I gotta check it out. Okay, thanks for the podcast goodness every week. Keep up the great work. Later, Jeebs. P.S. Andy still sucks dick.
That's mean. You know what? I think that's inappropriate. We need to support our AA Andy Anderson on this show, and I think it's wrong that somebody insults you like that.
I was waiting for some kind of drop soundbite that like really cut me down.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Okay, so who we want to do now?
See, Ceramic Samurai, it's, you can't blame us.
There you go. See, I'm supporting Andy here, you know? Like, I'm changing my tune, trying to give him, like, 100% encouragement, and then GBL has to go start with all this crazy, inappropriate comments, and it offends me. I think I'm just going to leave the show.
No, don't. I like... Yeah, we gotta have gays on the show, so you gotta be our gay guy.
Cock talk.
Okay, so we got we're gonna do Katie.
You can read her email.
The first lady. No, it's the wrong show, right?
She ends saying the first lady. So
does she hate that when they do a lady like that on the fucking Spanish announce table? Because samurai gets the hey girl, and then she gets the lady.
I don't know.
I don't know. I get jack shit. So, hey guys, sorry I couldn't be on this week, but I thought I'd send an email about my favorite thoughts on Raw. I'm glad Shane was
just
more...
for the record, the word favorite is nowhere in that sentence.
Just can you just go with it? You're breaking the fourth wall.
Come on, man. Yeah, he's trying to make shit up here. You're ruining it.
Don't kayfabe him.
Don't kayfabe him, bro.
I'm glad Shane was more involved this week. That is my keep. The Dr. Phil involvement I could do without. Toss that. Looking forward to watching the new Dudley Boys documentary. And one last question. Where do you guys see the women's division in the next few months?
It's back my favorite.
Back to you guys later, Katie, the first lady. So where do you see the women's division in the next few months?
In the same spot that it's in.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much the same where place too. It's not like it has to improve. If it stays in the spot that it's in right now, then that's amazing.
Fucking pop a fuck.
I'm glad Natty's getting some work. I love that match. That was awesome. I hope she gets that rub sometime down the road of getting the belt. It doesn't have to be right this instant, but I want to see it happen.
Yeah, like, she doesn't have to win the belt right now.
I'm changing the fuck. Fuck off.
I'm trying not to do it, so.
Was there any other questions?
Nope, that was it. That's her, that was her email.
I want to make sure we got them all. Or was just her thoughts.
That was her thoughts, and the one question.
Okay. That's my person. I don't know about anybody else.
Now you guys pretty much answered the same way I was going to answer, so.
Yeah, it rocks. It's going to continue to rock. There you go.
Okay. Now I'm going to fuck nuts here. This is Kata. Hey, and I have not read this before. I replied to him saying thank you for sending an email. That's it. Because I know it's freaking going to be something.
No, you said thanks for the... Thanks, and then you I believe you called him an ape.
I said jackass. I called him a jackass. Why to jackass? Hello, everyone! Oh, wait, fuck. I fucked up right away. He says, hey, yo. And he goes, hello, everyone! Andy, it's about damn time. No, I'm not talking about Andy Anderson being able to read an email properly. I'm talking about Colt Cabana. I'm a Colt Cabana guy. I remember watching him in Ring of Honor alongside Punk and Ace Steel as the Second City Saints. He got signed by the WWE as a name we shall not mention.
Scotty Goldman.
Okay. He said we will not mention. Then he got released after doing some jobs, J-O-B-S's.
Some jabs.
He was a jabroni. To the likes of Umaga and Great Khali. I like the Umaga, man.
Right now?
What did I say? Okay, Cabana is known as one of the kings of the indies. He was really the first in wrestling to have his own podcast. I follow indie wrestling, but for a guy that's an indie king, I always hated that Coat was never on any of the main indies. He would always appear at televised events, and the televised events he did appear on, I don't watch. Companies like NOAH, N-O-A-H.
Pro Wrestling NOAH.
Okay. Only time I really got to see him was on the recent House of Hardcore shows. So now he's finally returning to Ring of Honor post Jim Cornette era after being told funny doesn't equal money, which I totally disagree with. I haven't seen the second supercard of horror shows yet that took place during Mania Week.
Is it horrors or honors?
fuck me. Second,
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Second supercard of honor shows yet.
Because I think the supercard of horror would probably be JCW.
I fuck up. I apologize. I'm not very good. Second supercard of honor shows yet that took place during Mania Weekend in Dallas, but I can't wait to check it out. It's gonna be good times. It's gonna be good times and great memories. God, he's fucking got more yet. I remember when Chris Hero got released from WWE and he returned to Ring of Honor. I loved it, but he only stuck around for a few months. I hope Colt sticks around full time with Ring of Honor, and who knows, Ring of Honor has a great working relationship with Vince. We get Colt in New Japan at some point. Him and Toru Yano could put one great comedy match, and if it leads to anything else in New Japan, maybe a spot this year's G1 Climax, that would be totally amazeballs. Anyways, good to finally send an email to you chuckle fucks. I'll try again next week. Kata out. P.S.
Kata, you're missing way too many Japanese names. You need to at least add 10 to 15 more Japanese names. Next email. Thank you. Sorry.
Good. P.S. Andy sucks ass. Now, then, or I fucked up again. Then, now, forever.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
It is very ironic that he wrote that email. I don't know if he did it on purpose, but I'm actually wearing a Colt Cabana shirt right now. And
I loved him in that latest House of Horrors supercard there. It was amazing. It was at WrestleMania.
Can you say House of Horrors?
I think he wrestled Justin Thunder Liger.
Jushin, yeah.
Yeah. And ironically enough, I will be seeing Chris Hero and Colt Cabana versus Lance Hoyt and Davey Boy Smith Jr., three names that were already mentioned on the show already. How ironic. But
don't you think?
Right now.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Hey, yeah,
I'm not in for you.
That makes sense, man.
I'm happy that Colt went back to Ring of Honor. The whole funny not equaling money thing, it's kind of what we were talking about before we started recording, is there is actually, and I've said it before, there's a lot of great comedy wrestling talents out there, and I think Colt is one of the best, and I've seen him in countless matches with the likes of Kikitaro, Marion Fontaine, Tracy Smothers. That was a really good one. And to see him back in Ring of Honor as this Ring of Honor veteran is awesome. I can't wait to see what they have coming for him. Anybody?
I'm not a big indie guy. I don't really know too much. I try and watch when I can, so I really can't comment too much. I'm glad that he's getting some more notice for him.
I was mainly looking at the two Canadians.
Kamat is awesome. I think he's perfect in Ring of Honor, especially with the Young Bucks now. You know, they're actually, we have some indie guys who kind of roam around, are able to stay in one place now and actually show off their talent. Cabana, if used properly, can be a top-level guy.
Yeah, I believe his best character was Matt Classic in Wrestling Society X on MTV, but that's me. So
He still does that character from time to time. It's between Matt Classic, Officer Colt Cabana for JCW, and Colt Cabana. He might have a couple others.
Do we see him work at the booth a little bit more? Because, you know, everybody always complains about those guys at the booth. I mean,
well, Mr. Wrestling 3?
I don't mind ROH's booth. Normally people bitch about their lighting, and people who bitch about their lighting haven't watched Ring of Honor in like 5-6 months.
Because right now...
Shut the
fuck up. I fucked up again. Right now... Right now, the lighting is fantastic.
I think it's cool to have Colt Cabana and the Young Bucks in ROH at the same time, because you're talking about the three biggest names outside of WWE, names that didn't need any Fed's help, even TNA, to make themselves a big household name. They had Colt had a little help with ROH, very little with WWE, but he took the whole podcast thing and became huge, and the Young Bucks had their own ways, and pretty much the Bullet Club helped shoot them to the top, no pun intended, because no one gave a fuck about Generation Me.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, I didn't care when they were Generation Me.
Because it's TNA. Anyway, I think that's it on that one. And that's going to wrap up email, so let's get on to Best of the Week, and we will start with Bio.
Well, my Best of the Week, as everybody probably knows, is having the Nerf Guns debut on Raw. I'm happy for the guys. I'm happy that Luke Gallows actually worked his way back to WWE. When he left, he went and made a name for himself elsewhere, and then now he's back in WWE. And Carl Anderson, there's a lot you could say about him. Was it 8 years, 9 years in New Japan? So he's worked really hard. I'm glad those guys are finally in WWE. And I'm getting close to not having to watch New Japan anymore. So keep signing them, WWE.
They look good. Yeah, I'm impressed with them. Do we see them get a network show? They had their YouTube show there for a while. Do they get like a network show down the road?
I'm pretty sure their podcast is almost over too, or it's already over.
Kata, please tweet us with the corrections to that, whether it is or isn't.
It's on MLW Radio. I used to listen to it, but work's gotten in the way of that.
Like I said, Kata, please tweet us.
If you go listen to it, it's Talking Shop. It's some of the funniest shows I've listened to. They're about 30 minutes long. So if you have time, I would go back and listen to a couple of them. They're some funny guys. It's them, Rocky Romero, Tama Tonga's on there from time to time. They're pretty funny. But yeah, I'm happy that the Nerf Bullets or Bulletproof or Balor Club or Anderson and Gunn or Gallows and Gunn or whatever the fuck they're going to be called, I'm happy they're finally on Raw and they finally debuted.
Best of the week, Andy.
My best of the week is finally being able to watch WrestleMania with my kids. We actually haven't finished the whole entire show yet because it's freaking long. But I got to watch the Hell in a Cell match with them. It was the first time they got to see Shane. And, you know, when I was talking to them about Shane before, about, you know, they've never seen Rob Van Dam jump all the way across the ring. They've never seen Shane jump across. But, I mean, just that to me, I mean, you can call me a mark. You can call me a dumb fan, whatever you want. But those kind of moments, him hitting that coast to coast, him jumping off the top of the Hell in the Cell, I mean, that to me is the perfect kind of match. That was awesome. I mean, you guys talk about your Nakamura's and all that stuff, you know, to each their own, but when my kids are jumping up and down on the couch and every time it's like 1, 2, oh, and really getting into that stuff, it's a good time it's fun to experience that. I hope you guys down the road get a chance to experience that. It's awesome. That's my best of the week.
In the end of the day, we're all marks. Best of the week, Old School.
No, not domestic, no.
That's my best of the week.
They were on ESPN, and damn it, I was setting to record it, and I was waiting. They kept teasing them to come on, but when our show started, they weren't on yet. But I wanted to stay and watch them, but So I wonder how that went off.
Best of the week, Kurt.
This Raw, it's like I said earlier, it's one of the best Raws I've seen in a while. That's not a pre or post pay-per-view Raw.
Post pay-per-view?
Yeah, or that.
Heavy, I think you're on mute.
Oh, fucking Christ.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Thank God the silence gets a good takeout. Anyway.
I'm not saying it works. The last time I said something, you got all mad. So there you go.
Because you thought I fell out of the truck?
No, because I said
that. That was funny. That was funny.
You did fall. I swear to goodness, you fell out of that truck.
If you guys haven't heard that episode, the Heavy had his wireless headset and it disconnected, but all we heard was. we're like, did he fall out of his truck?
It was like a good couple of minutes. It was like
it was like 5 minutes or so before he.
Yeah, I was actually seriously getting concerned, and then I called him on the phone. He's like, "Why the fuck are you calling me?" And he was talking the whole time.
If I were to have fallen out of the truck, really think about this. That means I'm sitting here, or I was sitting there doing the podcast with my truck door open.
It might have been hot.
No, it wasn't that late in the year, was it? It was like fallish time. I was in.
We're both fat people. We get hot easily. 70 degrees sometimes makes you sweat. It's okay.
I have AC and the fan in the truck too.
Bile, you know he fell out. Just go. just let him have it. He didn't fall. That's fine.
I thought it was the funniest episode we've ever had.
I think
because there's a good 10 minutes of us going, is he okay?
I thought I edited a lot of it out.
You did. That's what, in post production, you edited almost everything out.
But anyway, for me, best of the week, I always have to go back to this, is just going to AIW over the weekend. Booker T was there, got to meet him. He's a really cool dude. Got his autograph picture with him. Card was pretty good. A lot of crazy shit they're starting to build up for their big card in July, which is called Absolution. They already booked like 3 matches, I want to say, for that one. And I already know I'm excited for that weekend because I'm planning a trip to Chicago the next day. So it's going to be AIW on Friday and then AAW on Saturday. Then that's going to be a fun weekend.
Do you usually sit by hard camera? Like if we buy the thing, can we see you?
I used to sit, actually. What was it? Because the AIW's old setup, you couldn't sit hard camera. So I sat the same side as the hard camera, but my back was towards it. You could, like, if I stood up, you could see me. Now I am left of hard camera because they got bleachers, and I like the seating that we're in, and it's pretty much a lot of the usuals and all that. We always get the same seats. We all, because they right now do VIP front row, and that's it's like $30 a pop, and they only sell it for the front row. So I normally jump on those pretty quick, and they let VIP front row in first to get those all out of the way. So normally I'm with a bunch of people that are ready to go in. Even if I show up late, I already know the people who are up front, and I just make my way up there. It does seem like you're cutting, but at the same time, it's like they're going to say VIP front row first. So I have to go up there anyway. But
so you're going to watch – oh, sorry.
I was going to say, if you watch a lot of the videos, I'm probably one way or another because I'm how I'm front row. There's videos and pictures. I think a promo video I've seen for their last show for the DVD, and I know there's a couple spots you could see me in. I think last show I was wearing my $9.99 shirt. I think this time I wore my John Laurinaitis Future Endeavor shirt. I like to wear weird shit. Yeah, I think that's my best of the week, and I'm looking forward to my...
So,
go ahead.
So you're going to watch AIW and then going to go watch AAW? Are you going to eat like at ANW too?
Maybe beforehand.
Yeah, cool.
Is that the joke that you wanted to get out so bad?
I'm sorry. I'm like a little kid in a candy store. It's right now.
Can't take you anywhere. I'm looking forward to my best of the week next week. Go into House of Hardcore 13 and the Icons of Wrestling and Comic Book Collector Fest. The card for House of Hardcore 13 is Jade versus Ty Trinidad, Tommy Dreamer versus Pepper Parks with Cherry Bomb, Bull James versus Billy Gunn, Brian Cage versus Sammy Callahan, Chris Hero and Colt Cabana versus Lance Hoyt and Davey Boy Smith, and the main event, Rob Van Dam versus Rhino, and the icons of wrestling, some of the headlining names that are on the poster, Stan Hansen, Rob Van Dam, obviously Tommy Dreamer, Lex Luger, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Kurt Angle, and some wrestler by the name of Shawn Michaels.
What are you going to bring to have him sign? Are you going to bring anything? Or
I actually just pulled it out as we started recording. I first pulled out like the 3-set DVD, like Shawn Michaels, My Legacy. And I was like, no, I wish I had the Heartbreak and Triumph DVD, but I don't. But I have a DVD that I think it's like a repackage from an old VHS. And it's Shawn Michaels' Boyhood Dream. And it has his first pay-per-view worth of title runs. Or pay-per-view matches in his first title run, from the Iron Man match all the way to Royal Rumble 97.
You should do like you did with Doctor Who and dress up like as Bret Hart and get a picture like that or something.
Hey, no, so, completely random thing. I'm pulling up a match, Allison Kay versus Kobold 2013. And guess who I see in the front row with a John Laurinaitis shirt?
Me.
I just linked it.
Yeah, I could be seen front row all the time.
Yeah, it looks like you're probably in like every AIW video. It's crazy.
There's one, I wish I could remember which one it is. There's one where a wrestler went right into the barricade and you watch me like stand my ground and not move and like take the blow. I forget which event it was, but
You said you were on some other videos or something about that where like they travel or something. I'm totally getting it wrong, but hopefully you know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking about Prime Wrestling? When I used to be the sign guy for them, they didn't travel though.
No, it was something about some documentaries or something.
Oh, you're talking about the Wrestling Road Diaries.
Yeah.
I'm vaguely in the second one, and then I'm probably in the third one, but the third one isn't out yet. And if you want to get technical, which I look forward to kind of reliving, I might have to sit down and watch it here soon, is what I've mentioned in Unforgiven 2008. When Shawn Michaels and Jericho go into the crowd, you can briefly see me with my ex and a friend of hers. I'm just taking pictures like crazy. And I actually have a picture where Shawn Michaels isn't that far from where we were sitting. And that's so awesome. Anyway, I'm the biggest AIW super fan ever, and I'm all in their dick, according to Mr. Old School. So let's wrap this show up and some final plugs, notes, whatever, comments, questions, or concerns. Let's go to Carp.
As per usual, StableWars.com, the current TNA Stable Wars and WWE Stable Wars picks are available to make. You have until the Monday before payback to make your double WWE stable. You can win a DVD. We have anthologies as well. So come on over and play and win some DVDs as well. On Twitter, at Killer Carpe Diem. And finally, once they're edited and I've passed them on to Mr. Old School, you will have the Tommy Boy Old School at the Movies retrospective, as well as All Beer Inside Episode 6.
I'm still like two episodes behind on that. But anyway, Mr. Old School.
So closing thoughts, Ethan Page versus Silesia Sparks, AIW on YouTube. You can also check out Heavy Sets, the back of his head. check that out on YouTube.
On all the old Turner's Hall, which is where they used to have the shows. Oh, yeah, I was like front row almost every time.
And yeah, you are literally in every AIW, the back of your head, either with a Laurinaitis shirt, a sweater with a hat, all black usually from what I'm seeing. But you are, you should be
that's,
like...
That's racist.
No, you're all just dressed in black. And literally, I think you should... What?
A hooded sweatshirt, hashtag heel.
There you go. I think you should ask for like a cut of the royalties because you are in every fucking episode.
If it was only that easy. But they helped get me interviews, so hopefully I bring back the Ohio Indie Report soon. That's going to go through a bunch of transformations. Hopefully I'm kind of working on that. But,
I say just bring your dog in. You could be the dog guy.
I already brought my dog in once.
Mia Yim versus Allison Kay, AIW. Guess who I see front row? Heavy fucking set.
Which one is that? If they went against each other a couple times, there was one.
I see your face on that one too. That's the one, the female death match, 2012.
Okay. Yeah, because their first matchup at AIW was like the first GNO show I went to. I
also probably starring Heavyset.
They just posted a video of Crazy Mary Dobson and Heidi Lovelace. I'm probably in there too. I'm wearing my Shredder costume hoodie.
Are you in there right now?
Right now.
I just watched it. I was watching Mary too much to look in the crowd. So
anyway,
he's not hard to find.
fuck you, motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not
heavy set.
No, it's
never hard to find.
Dude, he's got the fucking hat and the beard. Like it's.
I'm easier to find than Mr. Old School on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think there's a Canadian block going on.
Right now?
Right now.
Andy.
Right now, you can catch me on AA_WIR on Twitter, and I'll try not to accidentally delete all the emails on the WrestleCast email account again, and that's all I got. Love, peace, and joy,
sure,
man.
I'm pretty sure we would have had 4 this week, just saying.
No, really? No, there's no way I deleted a new one. No, there's no way.
Girls Night Out 16, Absolute Intense Wrestling. November 19th, 2015, starring Heavy Set.
Yep.
What year was Kennedy shot? Was Heavy Set there in the bushes?
I think so, yeah.
1963, Kennedy was shot the day, I believe it was the day that Doctor Who debuted on the BBC, and they actually had to rebroadcast it like the week later because people didn't pay attention.
Coincidence? I think not.
Bio.
At biohazard_FTV.
Nothing else?
Nah. Long story.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking just anything in general because you said that.
Oh, no.
You can also find me at Heavyset330. You can find this show at Wrestlecast, or even on Facebook. Well, that's where you find us on Twitter, at Wrestlecast. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Wrestlecast. Email us. Please be a part of the show. We've had 3 great emails this week, and this has been a crazy episode right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And rest in peace, Brie Bella. She's gone. She's out of here.
Anyway.
Candice LeRae versus Veda Scott. AIW. April 16th, 2015.
Is he holding a monster? Is he holding a monster energy drink?
No, I give that to her before the show, Numbnuts.
But like seriously, Veda Scott's ass, holy shit.
You can also find the show on Instagram.
Oh yeah. Instagram.
At Wrestlecast.
Yeah. And go back to email us, wrestlecast@gmail.com.
Since somebody who has the Instagram account synced to his phone isn't posting, I think I'm going to have to take that over too.
What am I supposed to post? What you want me to? You want pictures?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, and we will catch everybody next week on episode 114. Make it move. Make it move. Make it move. Make it move.